USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House lawmakers approved legislation that would cement same-sex marriage rights into federal law, a Democratic-led measure that has moved through Congress with some Republican support despite misgivings among conservatives. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature. The United States and Russia agree on a prisoner swap.
U.S. officials are announcing Brittney Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout, also known as the Merchant of Death. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Griner should be back on U.S. soil Friday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The deadline is approaching for Congress to approve a bill to fund the federal government and avoid a partial government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is urging his chamber to fully fund the government in one bill.
While there's still more work to do before we bridge the gap, I'm hopeful we can get a full government funding package done soon.
Some Republicans have called for a short-term funding bill because they'll have more leverage when they take control of the House next year. The FDA is authorizing COVID-19 vaccines that target the Omicron variant for children ages 6 months to 5 years old. Missouri is legalizing recreational marijuana today. People 21 and older are allowed to legally possess up to 3 ounces of pot, but consumers won't be able to purchase pot at a licensed dispensary right away. The earliest Missourians will be able to buy marijuana will be February. McDonald's is selling double cheeseburgers today and tomorrow for just 50 cents. They're normally $2.89. The one catch is that you have to order the burger on the company's app. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
Customs and Border Protection has seen 14 of their agents die by suicide this year, the most in over a decade. Texas Republican State Senator Brian Hughes tells Fox that the Biden administration needs to show more support for the agents.
They're backed up now by Texas law enforcement, our Department of Public Safety, our state police, our game wardens, the Texas Guard. Billions of dollars and thousands of officers, boots on the ground, equipment we're deploying because the federal government will not do its job. If they won't, Texas will.
Paramount Plus is wasting little time in renewing the Sylvester Stallone-led crime drama Tulsa King, with the streamer giving the green light to the second season after just 3 episodes. Stallone shares how his starring role as Dwight, the General Manfredi, is a natural fit for him.
Actually, I identified with him because I had a hard time making it as an actor, and that's why I decided to, you know, diverge into writing. And it seemed to be, obviously, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't become a writer. And Taylor wasn't satisfied with his acting career, actually opened up the door to a whole new world that probably never would have been presented to him.
Week 14 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night on Amazon Prime with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.